God will recently be the sinner and have mercy on. Blessed is our God, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Glory to thee, our God, glory to thee, O heavenly King, the comforter, the spirit of truth, who art in all places and fillest all things, treasury of blessings and giver of life, come and abide in us and cleanse us from every impurity, and save our souls, O good one.
Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. All Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, cleanse us from our sins. Master, pardon our iniquities. Holy God, visit and heal our infirmities for thy name's sake. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. We looked up on the earth and it trembled. We touched the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. May my meditation be pleasing to him, for I rejoice in the Lord. Let sinners be consumed from the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. The sun knows his time for setting. Thou makest darkness and in his night. O Lord, how manifold are thy works, and wisdom hast thou made them all. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God.
In peace let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of God and the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord.
God, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, the gift of our prayer of the holy churches of God, and the union of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and those who enter with faith, reverence, and fear of God, let us pray to the Lord.
God, have mercy.
The honorable priest of the diaconate in Christ, all the clergy and the people, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
O Metropolitan Bulos and Archbishop Johanna, and their quick release from captivity and safe return, let us pray to the Lord. Let us pray.
my gate shall be a kindness. And let him reprove me, it shall be an excellent oil which shall not make my head. For yet my prayer also shall be their calamities. When their judges are overthrown in stony places, they shall hear my words, for they are sweet. Our bones have scattered at the grave's mouth, so the Lord cutteth it clean with wood and out of wood. But my eyes are unto thee, O God the Lord, and thee is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute. Keep me from the snares which they have laid for me, and the gins of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nest, while that I shall escape.
يسمى بالمسامير ويطعم بحربة ويبنى منه
they are not ashamed, even when he reminds them of his mighty works. My people, what have I done to you? Have I not filled Judea with miracles? Have I not raised the dead by my word alone? Have I not healed every sickness and disease? How have you repaid me? Why have you abandoned me? In return for healing, you give me blows. In return for life, you put me to death. You paid me benefactor on the cross as an evildoer, your lawgiver as a transgressor. The king of all is one condemned. O Lord, suffering Lord, glory to thee.
Amen.
You cannot see my face, for no man shall see my face and live. And the Lord said, Behold, there is a place by me where you shall stand upon the rock, and where my glory passes by, I will put you in the cleft of the rock, and I will cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will take away from my hand, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen by your own.
With God,
my Pokemon is in the fourth tongue. Judge, O Lord, those who wrong me. Fight against those who fight against me. They rewarded me evil for good. My soul is forlorn.
With God, let us be attentive. Come on, be honest,
فهي قوة الله، لأنه قد كتب شواهد حكماء حكيم حكمة الحكماء، والرد فمن فهما. فأين الحكيم وأين الكاتب وأين مباحث هذا الدار؟ أليس الله قد جهل حكمة حكمة هذه العالم؟ فأنه إذ كان العالم في حكمة الله لم يعرف الله بالحكمة، ارتضى الله أن يخلصه بجهالة الكفاجل الذين يؤمنون. لأن يهوذا يسألون آية ويناديهم ويطلبون حكمة، وأما نحن فنكرس بالمسيح مصلوبا. شكا اليهود وجهالة اليونانيين أما لما تدعوهم من اليهود واليونانيين، فالمسيح قوة الله وحكمة الله، لأنه مستحيل لله أحكم من الناس أحكم من الناس، ومستعان مستضعف الله أقوى من الناس. انظروا دعوتكم، إنه ليس كثيرون حكماء بحسب الجسد، وكثيرون أقوياء، ولا كثيرون شرفاء، بل قال الله من العالم ما كان جاهلا ليخذ الحكماء، واختار الله في العالم ما كان ضعيفا ليخذي ما كان قويا، واختار الله من العالم ما كان متكبسا وعقيرا وغير موجودا ليبطل لكي لا يفتخر كل ذي جسد أمامه. وبه أنتم في المسيح يسوع الذي صار لنا الله حكمة وفرا وقداسة وفداء، حتى أنه كما كتب من يفتخر فليفتخر في الرب. وأنا لما أتيتكم أيها الإخوة لما أتي بفضل الكلام أو الحكمة مبشرا لكم بشهادة الله، لأن حكمة بلا أعرف بلا أعرف بينكم شيء إلا يسوع وإياه مصلوبا.
But the chief priest, taking the pieces of silver, said,
It is not lawful to put them into the treasury, since they are blood money. So they took counsel and bought with them the potter's field to bury strangers in. Therefore that field has been called the field of blood to this day. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken by the prophet Jeremiah, saying, and they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him who was valued by the sons of Israel, and they gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord directed me. Now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, are you the king of the Jews? Jesus said, you have said so. For when Jesus was accused by the chief priests and the elders, he made no answer. Then Pilate said to him, do you not hear how many things they testify against you? But he gave him no answer, not even to a single charge. So the governor wondered greatly. Now at the feast, the governor was accustomed to release for the crowd anyone prisoner whom they wanted. And they had then a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. So when they had gathered, Pilate said to them, whom do you want me to release for you, Barabbas or Jesus who is called Christ? For Pilate knew that they had delivered Jesus up out of envy. Besides, while he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent word to him, have nothing to do with that righteous man, for I have suffered much over him today in a dream. Now the chief priests and the elders persuaded the people to ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor again said to them, which of the two do you want me to release for you? And they said, Barabbas. Pilate said to them, then what shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ? They all said, let him be crucified. And Pilate said, why, what evil has he done? But they shouted all the more, let him be crucified. So when Pilate saw that he was gaining nothing, but rather that a riot was beginning, he took water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying, I am innocent of this righteous man's blood. See to it yourselves. And all the people answered, his blood be on us and on our children. Then Pilate released for them Barabbas, and having scourged Jesus, delivered him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the praetorium, and they gathered the whole battalion before him, and they stripped him and put a scarlet robe upon him, and placing a crown of thorns, they put it on his head, and put a reed in his right hand, and kneeling before him, they mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews! And they spat upon him and took the reed, and struck him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the robe, and put his own clothes on him, and led him away to crucify him. As they went out, they came upon a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. This man they compelled to carry Jesus' cross. And when they came to a place called Golgotha, which means the place of a skull, they offered him wine to drink, mingled with gall. But when he tasted it, he would not drink it. And when they had crucified him, they divided his garments among them by casting lots, that what was spoken by the prophet might be fulfilled. They parted my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. Then they sat down and kept watch over him there, and over his head they put the charge against him which read, this is Jesus, the King. are the Christ, save yourself and us. But the other rebuked him, saying, Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong. And he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. And those who passed by derided him, wagging their heads and saying, You who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross. So also the chief priests with the scribes and elders mocked him, saying, He saved others, he cannot save himself. If he is the King of Israel, let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God deliver him now, if he desires him. For he said, I am the Son of God. And the robbers who were crucified with him also reviled him in the same way. Now from the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And some of the bystanders, hearing it, said, This man is calling Elias. And one of them at once ran and took a sponge, filled it with vinegar, and put it on reed, and gave it to him to drink. But the others said, Wait, let us see whether Elias will come to save him. And Jesus cried again with a loud voice and gave up the spirit. And behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth shook and the rocks were split. The tombs also were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the tombs after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. When the centurion and those who were with him keeping watch over Jesus saw the earthquake and what took place, they were filled with awe and said, Truly, this was the Son of God. Since it was the day of preparation, in order to prevent the bodies from remaining on the cross on the Sabbath, for that Sabbath was a high day, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and of the other who had been crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once there came out blood and water. He who saw it has borne witness. His testimony is true. He knows that he tells the truth, that you also may believe. For these things took place, that the scripture might be fulfilled, Not a bone of him shall be broken. And again another scripture says, They shall look on him whom they have pierced. There were also many women there, looking on from afar, who had followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering to him, among whom were Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James and Joses, and the mother of the sons of Zebedee. When it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who also was a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered it to be given to him. And Jesus took, and Joseph took the body, and wrapped it in a clean linen shroud, and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn in the rock, and he rolled a great stone to the door of the tomb, and departed. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were there, sitting opposite the Daisy, Ferris, the Harley, Crystal and Nicholas, Ronald, Kathy, Nicholas, Karen, and Emily, and Evelyn, the Katas and Corey families, Shoddy, Natalie, and newborn Isla, Michael, Ola, the newborn George, Ryan, Lindsay, the newborn Haley Marie, Iman, Diana, the newborn Yasin, our expectant parents, Katrina and Gary, and Rod and Sammy, all first responders and those suffering throughout the world, especially in the Middle East and the city of Flint, the supporters and benefactors of our parish, and the members of our parish council, ladies auxiliary, team soil, altar society, altar servers, chanters, choir, church school ushers, preschool ministry and OCF, and for the pardon and forgiveness of their sins.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for those who bring offerings and do good works in this holy and honorable house, those who labor and those who sing, and all the people here present who await thy great and rich mercy. Lovest mankind, have thy servants bowed their heads and bent their knees.
gently covered thee with finest linen and with sorrow and tender loveliness her. He embraced thy most pure body. Trembling at this awesome sight, he cried out to thee, O Christ. Glory to thy condescension, O Lord of man.
Our Abu Kathmaleka will Jim have a little. يوم كل الكلم الجحيم المستهزئ به جدا لما أبصرك فقدرت في قبر جديد من أجل الكل ارتاح خائفا وأقفاله تحطمت وأبوابه تكسرت والقبور تفتحت والأموات راحت حينئذ حكم آدم نحوك بفرح وشكر المجد بتنازلك يا محب البشر.
He has established the world so there shall never be room in that flesh thou was willingly enclosed in the tomb, who are boundless and infinite in thy divinity. Thou hast closed the chambers of death, O Christ. Thou hast emptied all the palaces of Hades. Thou hast honored the Sabbath with thy blessing, glorious splendor.
Amen.
الطالع واشفي أمراضنا من أجل اسمك يا رب ارحم يا رب ارحم يا رب ارحم. المجد للآب والابن والروح القدس الآن وكل وقت وإلى دهر الدارين آمين. أبانا الذي في السماوات ليتقدس اسمك ليأتي ملكوتك لتكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض. خبزنا الجواري أعطنا اليوم واترك لنا ما علينا كما نترك نحن لمن لنا عليه ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجنا من الشرير.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, now and ever unto ages. Amen.
Placing the shroud in the tomb, in the bier,
most of you probably will be here, along with a lot of others. They're only going to be here for Christ being in the tomb already. They miss that moment of Joseph of Arimathea, my patron saint. Joseph, you like that now? Joseph taking the body, with Nicodemus, by the way, St. Nicodemus, taking the body of Christ off the cross, of course, after he asked Pontius Pilate. We heard already last night, if you were here for the 12 Gospel readings, basically that same story. And if you remember, the last Gospel reading is when they come and they say, you know, we want to put guards on the tomb. We don't want anyone to steal the body and to say that he rose again. Then the first thing will be worse than the last thing. So they put the guards there. They do everything they can do. But he rises again. That's the joy of our Christian faith. I'm going to talk more about it tonight. And of course, tomorrow we'll be singing Christ is Risen. Tomorrow night. This is the essence of our Christian faith. This is why we follow Christ. This is why we hear his words, try to follow his commandments, use the sacraments of the church to better ourselves, to be better followers of Christ, better disciples, better students of his. It's because of the resurrection. If he died and never rose, we'd be using something else this afternoon. We wouldn't be here. We wouldn't have the great and holy week. We wouldn't have a church. What sustained the church for the first 300 years after Christ rose from the dead, the first 300 years there was severe persecutions at times. And when I say persecution, they were killed for their belief in Christ. Other times it wasn't as bad, but there were still persecutions. You hear about the Christians in the Colosseum with the lions and getting torn up. That happens in the first 300 years. But yet, because of the resurrection and the faithful who believed in the resurrection, the church was established and grew. For those that never heard me say it before, normally we got red carpet in the Orthodox Church. And why? We talk about the church being built on the blood of the martyrs. Martyrs being those who were killed for their faith. On the blood of the martyrs. And our patron, St. George, was one of those martyrs in the first 300 years that got killed, murdered for his faith. We have so much to always be thankful for in terms of what God has done for us and how much he loves us. Too many times we get caught up in the little things in this world and we make them out to be big things. Life, the life that God wants us to lead is a peaceful life. Knowing that no matter what kind of turmoil we have to go through here, there is the afterlife. There is the resurrection. There can't be any more love than that. So we come up and we venerate Christ in the tomb. Please take your lipstick off because we don't have the plastic on there yet. Okay, good. Anyway, when we come and we venerate Christ in the tomb, remember, he's rising again. Tonight, in fact, we're already going to be speaking about his resurrection, about the myrrh-bearing women coming to his tomb, and the tomb is empty. And we're going to be singing those beautiful, they're called lamentations, not really lamenting about anything. It's really an amazement we sing those three different stasis of those praises to Christ because
of him rising from the dead. And tonight, I already sprinkled a little rose water on the icon of Christ, on the shroud, but tonight all of us will be sprinkled with the myrrh. That the myrrh-bearing women were carrying to the tomb to anoint the dead Jesus. And that's when they were the first witnesses of his resurrection. So when we come and we venerate Christ in the tomb, always think about resurrection. Last night, when we hear all the sufferings he went through, and we carry the cross, and we put Christ on the cross, always remember the resurrection. That's enough. We can all come up and venerate the shroud. Tonight, the service is at 6:30.